This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We've been talking about the immigration policies that have been put forth by Donald Trump. He's done us all a favor and put out a very detailed immigration program, and I applaud him for doing that. As I mentioned before, Scott Walker has done the same thing with Obamacare. Many of the candidates have got websites, and of course, Trump's was like this as well, where all you see is information about the candidate, and an opportunity to get on their mailing list and donate money to them and buy some of their swag. But Donald Trump has put up a detailed policy proposal now about immigration, and Scott Walker has done the same thing on Obamacare. Those are the only two proposals that either of them have up. Some of the candidates have put up a lot of different issues, but tackled it from a very shallow standpoint. I like to see the deeper policies that are put up there in these two by Walker and by Trump, because it lets us look at the actual meat of the program. It is interesting to see the policies that people want to talk about, some of the issues. Of course, Rand Paul has a lot of issues up on his site. He doesn't go into nearly as much detail, but he brings up issues that other people are not talking about. Dragnet surveillance, civil liberties, asset forfeiture. We know from the legislation that Rand Paul has put out what he would do about these. He's spoken about these things in depth and at length, even though he doesn't have it up on his website. And we can see what he would do to overturn abuses and corruption of our legal system, like we see with civil asset forfeiture. Scott Walker talks about Obamacare. One of the things he points out is that, in an example, a lady, let's take an average a lady who's single, 35 years old, and making about $35,000, she doesn't get any subsidies from Obamacare. But under his plan, what he would do is give tax credits. I believe in that particular case, it was about $2,100 in tax credits for that particular individual. That would actually help with insurance. See, what Obama has given us is not anything that really helps us as individuals. What it does is it helps the insurance companies. We pointed out from the beginning that the insurance companies were the ones who are benefiting from Obamacare. They were the ones who put this legislation through, both for RomneyCare, Massachusetts, and then Obamacare that was patterned after it. They made sure that regardless of who got elected, they were going to get their crony capitalist hooks into us. They were going to force us to buy insurance at rates that we couldn't afford for coverage that we didn't want or need. But if you really want to help people with something, you'll give them not only a tax deduction, you'll give them a tax credit. We all know when we fill out our income tax forms, many times I've had situations where we had a lot of medical expenses in a particular year. We thought, well, maybe we'll get a deduction. No, you have to exceed a large percentage of your adjusted gross income before you can even deduct the first dollar. And, of course, those are deductions. They're not tax credits. So you don't get a dollar-for-dollar savings, obviously. But what Walker's program would do would actually allow you to take the money that you spend for your health insurance, for your health care, things like medical savings accounts that people have proposed in the past. This would allow you to pay for your health care before you pay the IRS. Wouldn't that be a great idea? Isn't that something, if they really cared about our health care, wouldn't they say, all right, we understand that your health care is so important that you can take care of that before you send the money to Washington? No. They don't really care about your health. They won't give you even a reasonable deduction, let alone a tax credit. So I think he has some excellent ideas in his proposal. He talks about how he could actually make health care more affordable for people, and that's precisely what we're seeing in some of the proposals from Donald Trump. But as I said before, one of the things that concerns me the most is this idea, the very, very popular idea, that we can solve the open borders by closing them off like a prison, like a Berlin Wall. We need to reject that idea, and when we come back, I'm going to give you one more reason, then we're going to move on. We're going to talk about Hillary Clinton's email. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be joined in the third hour with John Rappaport. We're going to talk, among other things, of course, we're going to talk about the vaccine issue, what a congressman did before they went on break. Talking about the CDC documents, looking at the effects of vaccines. We're also going to talk about how people are being divided amongst each other. And, of course, one of the reasons that is happening is because of the unrest that we're seeing throughout the world. It's not just the economic unrest, but this headline today, North Korea says we're in a quasi-state of war. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un on Friday said his country was in a quasi-state of war with South Korea, ordered his military to prepare for battle. Now, we could just dismiss this as the usual kind of saber-rattling that we see from the North Korean leader, but it's also being responded to by the South Koreans as well. They have also upped the ante. They said this time it's going to be different if something happens. So that's something to be concerned about, as well as markets taking another big dive today because of new information out of China showing that their manufacturing index, future activity, took a major plunge. It's a very deep plunge. So it looks like things are slowing down for China, and of course they're going to slow down for China. China is exporting. That's the basis of their growth. And when nobody is buying, that's going to cause an economic slowdown for China. So it's not that China is causing the slowdown worldwide. It's just that we're now seeing the signs in China of a global slowdown. That's what everyone is concerned about. That's why there's been so many warnings and concerns about what's going to happen this fall. Before I get back to the news, I do want to cover, before we go into any more in-depth analysis of the wall situation, I want to cover a few articles that are breaking news today. But before I do, I want to let you know that we have a sale going. For a limited time only, you can get 30% off of Silver Bullet. That's in a single quality. If you buy two Silver Bullet, you can get two for free. So that'd be 50% off if you get two. One, you can get 30% off. Two, you can get 50% off because you'll get two more for free. Silver Bullet is our colloidal silver product, free of artificial additives. It's 30 parts per million in a base of pure deionized water. We also have available Prostagard. That is now in stock. It uses plant-based nutrients and antioxidants to naturally support your prostate. Our advanced formula contains a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. It's something I take every day. My research says it's something that men, especially as you get older, should be adding to their daily routine. Again, you can get Prostagard at InfoWarsLife.com, as well as our sale on Silver Bullet. Buy one at 30% off. If you get two, you'll get an additional two for free. It's a great way to stock up on your preparedness supplies. Now, while we're talking about health, there is a story. You heard Joe Biggs going over the headlines on the commercial break. There's a story up on InfoWars.com. Marijuana kills cancer. This is admitted to now by the National Cancer Institute. This is not news to most people, but it is news that the National Cancer Institute is finally admitting it. On their FAQ page, frequently asked questions, they say that cannabis, quote, may inhibit tumor growth by causing cell death, blocking cell growth, and blocking the development of blood vessels needed by tumors to grow. That has always been one of the major ways they have tried to attack tumor growth, and that is by anti-angiogenesis. That's the creating of blood cells, because tumors need to create blood cells very quickly. They say a lab study of CBD in estrogen receptor positive and estrogen receptor negative breast cell cancer cells showed that it caused cancer cell death while having little effect on normal breast cells. Studies in mouse models of metastatic, that means it's spread everywhere, breast cancer showed that the cannabinoids may lessen the growth, number, and the spread of tumors. Yes, folks, it's also safe. It's not only effective, but it is safe. Now you know why it's been illegal for so long. Because it works so much better than the dangerous drugs that are given to us by the pharmaceuticals. Now, there's an article that's up on InfoWars Underground Insider. I saw this in my email. This is something, if you don't subscribe to it, we offer this for free. It's a unique content that you don't see on the website, typically. And this particular article is Why Punish People for Speeding. This is something that I have asked myself many times. Every time I get a speeding ticket, it's like, why? And the point is, this is what the point of the article is, you haven't done anything to harm anybody. You haven't hit anyone. Why the ticket for speeding? And of course, we all know it's about revenue. What is the way to stop this kind of encroachment on us? When we get abused by the government, when we get things like speeding tickets, there's an excellent article that was up a couple of days ago on our site. We Are the Government, Tactics for Taking Down the Police State. This was from John Whitehead at the Rutherford Institute. I thought it was an excellent article because I've talked about it many times, and we can talk about the presidential candidacies, and it's good to talk about these policies like I was mentioning at the top of the hour. I was talking about Scott Walker's detailed policies to change Obamacare, to rewrite it into something that would actually help people as opposed to forcing us to buy things that we don't want or don't need at a much higher price. Just like we're looking at the detailed policy of Donald Trump on immigration, it's great to have these detailed policies, to look at what's right about them, what's wrong about them, to have this kind of discussion. Nevertheless, real change is going to come at the local level. You need to understand that. We can't hammer that down enough. One of the main things we could do, as Alex Jones pointed out, is to get rid of John Boehner's. Call your congressman, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, whether they're a Democrat or Republican, tell them to get John Boehner out. Vacate that seat. You know, we're really pretty close. There's only about five votes that would make the difference in getting him out. That's one of the reasons why they didn't immediately dismiss that. They were going to call that measure that was brought up by the North Carolina congressman, they were going to call that measure up for a vote right away, but they thought, well, let's call around first. And when they did, they found out that it was perilously close to him losing. So they tabled it and decided that they would wait until after their August break. I think it's about 5 weeks that they take off. So that gives them a chance to try to get these people on their side. This is when you need to be getting them on your side. This is something that everybody ought to be able to agree with. Democrats, of course, want to see him out of there. Republicans should want to see him out of there. He's an example of what's wrong with the whole process. Somebody who campaigns on issues and then shuts those down. We elected Republicans because we wanted to do something about the open borders, because we wanted to do something about Obamacare. Yet when anybody tries to bring up a measure about that in the Congress, they are shut down. And if they don't toe the Boehner line, they are punished. They're removed from subcommittees and they're relegated to irrelevance. So that's why we need to get involved with that. We need to get involved in the primaries. Make sure that we've got real candidates to vote for in the general election. Now is the time to get involved at the congressional level, at the state level, to get people in there. But there's other things that we can do that are extremely important. As he points out, this is John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, and this article we have on InfoWars.com. He said, the people have the power. All we have to do is awaken that the power is in the people. The people are unaware. They're not educated to realize that they have power. The system is so geared that everyone believes the government will fix everything. But we are the government. Guess who that quote's from? John Lennon. Yeah, absolutely. Now, John Whitehead says that various cities and states have been using the historic doctrine of nullification with mixed results on issues as wide-ranging as gun control and health care to claim freedom from federal laws they find to be onerous or wrongheaded. Great. But where nullifications can be particularly powerful, however, is in the hands of the juror. According to former federal prosecutor Paul Butler, the doctrine of jury nullification is, quote, premised on the idea that ordinary citizens, not government officials, should have the final say as to whether a person should be punished. That's the way we get our freedom back. We can shut down any law at the state level, at the local level, at the federal level, if we have jury trials and if we have informed jurors who know that their duty is to not just be referees, but to actually judge the law. We have inverted that in our courts. Now we have the judges who should have been referees essentially telling us that they're going to, we have to do exactly as they say, and we are relegated, if we follow their instructions, to just seeing if they followed the rules as they give them to us. No, we are the ones who are the government. We need to be actively involved. That's how we stop the abuses all the way down to traffic court. Fight it in court, ask for a jury trial. Of course, in Texas, it's pretty easy to do that. You just check that box off, and you can go to a jury trial. But let's understand where this came from. I want to talk a little bit about the history of jury nullification. You probably heard of William Penn. He was the guy that Pennsylvania is named after. And, of course, he came to America for religious freedom. The reason he left England was because the Quakers were not allowed to practice their religion there. They had a state religion that wasn't what the Quakers liked. And so to stop them from doing that, they passed a law. They actually said you cannot meet in these Quaker churches. Well, they ignored that law. They continued to meet. So they put chains on the doors of the churches. They still had their church service on the steps of the church. So then they arrested William Penn, and they took him to court. And when the jurors looked at it, they said, well, you know what? We don't agree with that law. We don't think that you should be able to tell people that they can't worship as they please. We don't believe that you should be able to lock William Penn up. So the foreman of the jury, when the jury delivered their verdict, they said, yeah, we understand what your law is, and we repudiate that. They locked up the foreman, Edward Bushnell. He was jailed for a very long period of time. The judge said, okay, you don't like the law, you're going to ignore the law, I'll lock you up for contempt. Or whatever. He didn't have a law. That case established habeas corpus. People said, what law did he violate? And they released him. establishing habeas corpus because there was no law against jury nullification. But most importantly, it established jury nullification. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to look more at Hillary Clinton's emails. It turns out they were classified from the start.
And survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be joined in the next hour by John Rappaport. We're going to talk about how the government is dividing and conquering the population, as well as cover-ups from a CDC whistleblower. A congressman pointed it out. It pretty much went unreported by most of the media. We reported it. We're going to talk about it in more detail when John Rappaport joins us. But, of course, we're also going to be talking on Sunday to Thomas Drake, one of the NSA whistleblowers, one of the ways that they came after him, and he was the only one of the NSA whistleblowers to be charged with anything. They charged him with having classified material that was classified long after he took it away. It was not classified when he took it. And of course, that's the alibi of Hillary Clinton. So it's going to be great. I want you to tune in on Sunday to hear Thomas Drake, because he's going to talk about the dangers of mass surveillance, as well as, like we've heard from William Binney, but he's also going to talk to us about how the government came after him for the same things that they are now refusing to come after Hillary Clinton for. It's interesting to see the Justice Department's reaction to someone who is a whistleblower versus someone who is like Hillary Clinton. And, of course, it's not just the possession of the emails. We've been told that Ed Snowden is a traitor by many people, including people like Donald Trump, that he's a total traitor. We've been told that just having the emails is tantamount to giving it to other people, because he can't keep those emails secure. Therefore, any determined state actor can easily get to those emails. That's precisely what Hillary Clinton did. So why would we call Snowden a traitor and call Hillary Clinton a presidential candidate instead of coming after her to put her in jail? Now, it gets even worse. Today, we see from Reuters, dozens of Clinton emails were classified from the very beginning, suggests a U.S. ruling. They say while the department is now stamping a few dozen of the publicly released emails as classified, it stresses that this is not evidence of rule breaking. And again, we'll talk to Thomas Drake about that, and he'll tell us, though, no, they said that that was rule breaking when they came after him. But of course, that was persecution, not prosecution. They won't prosecute Hillary Clinton for this. They say the new stamps indicate that some of Clinton's emails from her time as the nation's most senior diplomat are filled with a type of information the U.S. government and the department's own regulations automatically deem as classified from the beginning, regardless of whether it is marked that way or not. Reuters found at least 30 emails from the State Department's own classified stamps that now identify them as so-called foreign government information. They say that sort of information, which the department says Clinton both sent and received in her emails, is the only kind that can be presumed classified, in part to protect national security and the integrity of diplomatic interactions, according to U.S. regulations examined by Reuters. And they quote J. William Leonard, a former director of the U.S. government's Information Security Oversight Office. He worked for both Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush administrations, and he was director from 2002 to 2008. These are the people who oversee information security. And he says it is born classified. Hear that? It is born classified. It doesn't need to be marked. He says if a foreign minister just told the Secretary of State something in confidence, by U.S. rules, that is classified at the moment it goes into U.S. channels and into U.S. possession. He adds that for the State Department to say otherwise is, quote, blowing smoke. Yeah, precisely. So she's got some information here. Some of these emails are not only classified, but they were born that way because it's information that was given to the State Department from foreign leaders, and that is instantly classified even before it is marked that way. Now, they also say that State Department officials did nothing to protect Clinton emails after the attack. This is from McClatchy. They say security experts say the department should have taken immediate action after the hack of Clinton's confidant. This is Sidney Blumenthal. They say State Department says that it could not do anything because the hacked account was not a government employee's. Why was it not a government employee's? That was because Hillary Clinton had given it away. That begs the question, how did it get into a non-government employee's email? Well, it's because Hillary Clinton gave it to him. She gave it to Sidney Blumenthal. They say a March 2013 hack of longtime Clinton confidant Sidney Blumenthal happened because it occurred on a non-governmental computer system, and these were documents that had been given to him by Hillary Clinton. And the State Department did absolutely nothing. Well, stay with us when we come back. We're going to have Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group, and they're going to talk about some central keys to our mind and body health. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoBite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, August 21st, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be going to Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group talking about ways that you can improve your health. And of course, if you don't have good health, there's not much that you can do to help your family, to make a change in this world. If you're going to be someone who wants to make things better or provide for your family, you need to have good health. That's why we offer the kind of products we do at InfoWarsLife.com to allow you to purify your water, to get the bad things out, and also to get supplements that will help you to get the nutrition that's been taken out of your food. But to tell you more about the central key to your mind and your body health, here's Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group.
I'm Anthony Gucciardi, sitting in for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News, and I'm with Dr. Edward Group, and we're going to talk about the ways we can defend our bodies from the sustained attacks on our gut, on our mind, you name it. We're going to get into it right now. And first, I wanted to highlight this piece from Scientific American. Mental health may depend on creatures in the gut. They're talking about the microbiome and the good and bad bacteria in your gut and how it can really change your brain and the way it works. Studies suggest Wi-Fi exposure more dangerous to kids than previously thought. Cell phones are actually causing cancer, and we've got much more. Dr. Group, let's just get right into this right now. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on. I mean, we know that there's an attack on our mind, on our body, on the water supply, in the air with the geoengineering. And really what we want to talk about today is solutions. I say over and over again that everybody has a self-healing mechanism within their body, and it's really about eliminating, well, first, understanding the sources. I mean, we know that the air is polluted, so how do we breathe clean air? We put plants in our house. We know the food is contaminated. What do we do about that? We eat organic foods as best as we can. What about the water quality? We drink clean water. But we also need to clean the inside of our body. That's the outside environment, and we also need to focus on the internal environment. And that's why it's so important. And that's why we address some of the most essential things that people can take to prevent the degenerative diseases that we're seeing today, the mental health problems that we're seeing, like you said, which we now know and we've known for years and years and years are associated with the gut, because the biggest secret Big Pharma never wants you to find out is how important your gut and your liver are. And how easy it is to not only prevent disease, but eliminate a lot of the symptoms people are suffering from by just addressing and repairing the gut with good probiotics, with supplements like Oxy Powder, cleansing the liver with Liver Shield, and making sure you take some essential nutrients such as the iodine, which most people are deficient in. Most people are deficient in vitamin D, taking the winter sun. And not only that, the Super Male Vitality, all the products that the InfoWars Life Store has available, which are all specifically designed to boost your immune system, increase your mental capacity, decrease the amount of toxins in your body, and ultimately let you live a healthier, non-dependent life so you're not having to depend on the pharmaceuticals and the medical doctors out there.
You know, one of the reasons I really wanted to talk to you about this is because you've been talking about gut health for, what, decades now? And how it all really, really ties in with the core of your health. And it's interesting to see, I mean, this is only from February of 2015, this year, from Scientific American. Mental health may depend on creatures in the gut. I remember reading a Live Science post, I guess, 3 or 4 years ago, when it was like, hey, it's very, very possible that the microbiome in our guts may actually have something to do with our health. And there were some comments on there and some, you know, retractors saying, no, that's absolutely absurd. It's totally crazy. And it's the same thing with cell phones. Here we have from the New York Times, it says, hold the phone, cell phone radiation can cause cancer. Sorry, it's the New York Daily News. And how many times over the years have you been criticized for saying that you shouldn't speak on your cell phone for 10 hours a day, right? Holding it up next to your brain could be damaging because of the electromagnetic frequencies and the radiation. And I remember talking about cell phone dangers years ago and people saying, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're crazy. And it's the same thing over and over again. We find that when we talk about these things, we're criticized. And then years and years later, the mainstream media admits they're completely true. And talking about the gut health for a minute, they found, of course, we know that 50% of Americans will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. They found that the gut bacteria is so central to the nerves that are going on that all the triggers in your brain can be messed up when there's bad bacteria. And there's actually neurons in your heart. So there's brain systems in your heart, in your gut, and all of it together can actually cause things like schizophrenia if they're out of whack. And it's really just a lack of nutrients in some ways that are causing this, a overgrowth of things like candida. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, what we have is all the chemicals in the food and the water supply and all the stuff that people are putting in their mouth are actually counterproductive to creating a biodome. And I mean, a biodome is something that is naturally formed that's in complete balance with the system. And the medical schools don't even teach about gut health, and that should be their main focus, because a good probiotic balance will produce the hormones that you need, produce the serotonin for the brain that you need. And that's also the reason why the appendix is there, because they say the brain of the body is actually in the gut. And I believe that after all the research that I've done. Also had to do research and figure out that the appendix is really what regulates most of the systems inside your body. And the appendix is still thought of as a unnecessary organ, according to medical science, when to me, it's one of the most important. It's also one of the most important methods of utilizing the proper balance in the gut, because if you do have the proper balance, the appendix will then relay that information to all the different systems. So it's amazing what I've seen just by cleansing the intestines. And by cleansing, I mean using something that's going to oxidize or turn all the solid, hard, compacted waste that's been accumulating in there for year after year after year into a liquid or a gas. And we use oxy powder for that, to flush all that out and then put in all the good probiotics to help repair and build that biodome back up inside the gut. And it's amazing the amount of symptoms that go away once you have good gut health and then once you have good liver health as well.
Right, and getting back to mental health. So one of the things that I'm really passionate about covering over and over is the idea of an artificial state of mind that we've been put in over and over again by these contaminated junk food, and also, though, a lot of mental things that we do to ourselves. So I believe that we really should all be passionate, hungry, energetic people. But what happens is we put all this junk in our bodies, because it's not just about the lack of good bacteria in the gut. It's about the overgrowth of bad bacteria because of our bad eating decisions. And it reminds me of Roundup, Monsanto's Roundup, which is glyphosate-ridden. It's based off glyphosate, which they own the patent on. The World Health Organization recently did admit that glyphosate is a probable carcinogen, as in it's most likely causing cancer. And we eat this every single day, and we think about it for a minute. What is it doing? It's destroying our gut health. And all these toxins we decide to put in our body are destroying our gut health and allowing the bad things in our body to overtake them. And that's why I think InfoWars Life is all about creating products to fight the attack on our bodies specifically, because it really is an artificial attack. It's not like if we were living in the jungle thousands of years ago, eating fruits and berries and maybe hunting even, we would have this issue. What's happening is we're putting so much artificial crud in our bodies that we're having to compensate by getting super high quality, powerful minerals and nutrients that we may otherwise may not need it. Am I wrong in that?
No, you're not. And a point that you brought up that hasn't been studied yet is the effect of electromagnetic radiation from the cell phones, from the smart meters, from all the cell phone towers, and also the effect of stress on the digestive tract. Now, stress completely constricts the digestive tract. And when you have the majority of the population out there, I personally think 100% of the population has digestive problems just because of the environment in which we live. There hasn't been studies on electromagnetic radiation and how that affects gut health, but I believe that it actually does. I mean, you can put probiotics in a tray and expose them to certain microwave frequencies or certain types of cell phone frequencies, and those might die. And it is. It's about that imbalance. If you take the good away and you have more negative and more bad growing in there, then the bad will take over. There's no balance. So that's why it's so important to utilize good nutrition, avoid all the toxic substances coming into your body on a daily basis. That's why people are becoming more educated every single day about probiotics, about intestinal cleansing. And it's something that everybody should do to prevent any further symptoms or prevent the progression of any type of disease condition.
And to add to that too, we think about the gut, and it's really just, it's the nerve signals to the brain that are getting messed up when all this is going on. So the electromagnetic radiation, I believe, would also have some power to that. So in closing though, hormones is another reason why a lot of us, I think, are out of whack. Wouldn't you say that, in addition to the gut health and in addition to the negative toxins in the body, is one of the key factors?
Absolutely. Well, most of the hormones that we're exposed to are coming through fragrances, phthalates. People are rubbing these lotions all over their skin, using toxic hair care products, but also drinking out of plastic bottles, eating canned foods. I mean, we do have a problem with endocrine disrupting chemicals out there, and that's affecting both males and females. So again, avoid that and cleanse your body on a regular basis to eliminate those.
All right, Dr. Group, thanks a lot for joining us. I'm Anthony Gucciardi sitting in for the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. It's essential to prepare yourself to be real. I'm super passionate about InfoWarsLife.com products because they're made to defend against these things. But overall, take your health into your own hands. Stick around. We've got a lot more coming up.
And again, that's Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group from last night's Nightly News. We're also going to have Alex Jones joining us in the next hour briefly with an update on the situation with him. He's going to Toronto to speak up there, but he's had some passport issues, so he's going to give us an update on that. I'm not sure how that's going to affect his speech there. I think he's still going to be able to make it. He's going to give us an update on that, as well as talk about this divide and conquer as we see the people in Ferguson and St. Louis marching in the streets with the Black Lives Matter group chanting, "Let the war start," because that's precisely what this has been moving towards the entire time. Now, I want to go back to some of the news today. We were just talking about updates on Hillary Clinton, how some of the documents that are in her possession, even though some of them have been classified after the fact, some of these were conversations with foreign diplomats. Those are classified from the beginning. Even before they are marked classified, they are born classified, as experts have testified. That's one of the issues that concerns everybody. There's a lawsuit that is coming up now, and that the EFF, Electronic Freedom Foundation, has just had success in getting the first ever discovery in a bulk surveillance case. This is a federal judge in Los Angeles. Has given their client, Human Rights Watch, the go-ahead to take discovery from the government in their ongoing lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the DEA's bulk surveillance program. Did you hear that? It's the DEA, not the NSA, not the bulk surveillance to protect us from terrorists. This is the Drug Enforcement Agency, okay, the war on drugs. The war on drugs began all of this over-the-top destruction of our individual liberties, of the rule of law, the violation of people's privacy. That is now being extended into the war on terror. They say EFF is not aware of any other case where discovery has been allowed into a government mass surveillance program. They say the DEA relied only on an obscure administrative subpoena statute to obtain the records in bulk. That means that unlike the NSA's bulk surveillance program, there was no judicial involvement whatsoever. And I put that in quotes when I say judicial, because that, of course, is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court created by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. They were supposed to be a safeguard against this very thing, against the bulk surveillance of American citizens without a specific warrant. The FISA Act came out of the Church Committee hearings back in the 1970s. They were concerned that the NSA as well as the CIA were watching Americans, and so they created this. And they said, we're going to have a court that's going to look at these sensitive issues, but it's not a real court. There's no adversarial relationship there. There's a single judge. And not only is he granting massive warrants, as Rand Paul has pointed out, you don't get a warrant for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. You have to be specific about who you're going after, according to the Constitution. You have to say why, you have to say who, you have to say when and where. It has to be specific. You don't get these kind of broad, warrantless searches that this has turned out to be. But it's not only the NSA doing it. They're not just using the FISA court to do this. Now you've got the DEA relying on an administrative subpoena. That's the way they got this information. And, of course, it wasn't just them either. Guess what? It was multiple agencies that searched. This is involving everything they say from terrorism to drug trafficking to export violations. In other words, taxes. Anything, any excuse. This is not what the Constitution is about. They say it involved the DEA, the DHS, the FBI, and various unnamed agencies. They say they pushed back against this. The DEA said they submitted an additional four-paragraph declaration from one agent that said that the DEA's illegally collected records had been, quote, quarantined and purged. Well, the government, they say, was trying to sweep two decades worth of unconstitutional activity under the rug with a single four-paragraph declaration. But this particular judge pushed back against this in L.A. That's great. And great job, EFF, in getting that done. We need to have more of this. People need to understand the danger of dragnet surveillance, the danger of allowing the government to operate without any kind of law. That's what we're talking about. It's not even just a lack of oversight. It's a lack of law. The law is very clear. The law is very specific about this. And yet you have candidates like Chris Christie bragging about how he would do this, about how he caught terrorists. I'm not really sure what terrorists he caught. I mean, as a prosecutor, you don't even catch terrorists. You prosecute them. Other people catch them. He also lied about the fact in the debate. I don't know if you caught that when he was going back and forth with Rand Paul. We talked about it on the radio briefly. How he bragged about he started at on September the 11th as a prosecuting attorney for the federal government. No, that's not true. We produced the documents showing that George Bush did a press release in December saying that he would be appointed. And even on Christie's own biography on his website says that he began in 2002. But, of course, that doesn't stop him from going over the top in a debate situation, putting himself out there as the savior of America with the Patriot Act. Look, we cannot buy security by giving up our freedom. You can't buy security by giving up liberty. That's what makes me so concerned about the wall that we're looking at. And, of course, the Pope is coming, and he is going to be pushing for the rights of illegal immigrants. He was even going to come across the border to illustrate the point. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Come, you masters of war. Hear the bell, the big guns.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be joined in the next hour with John Rappaport. So I was mentioning just as we went to break, the Pope will be coming in September. One of the things he's going to be pushing is immigration. They say he would like to enter the United States, if possible, crossing the Mexican border if he had the time. Perhaps he's not going to do that because he doesn't have the time. Nevertheless, he is going to be addressing Congress on September 24th, meeting 2 days later with immigrants and Hispanic families in Philadelphia's Independence Hall. A Democrat representative, Jim McGovern, out of Massachusetts, said, "I don't think anyone will have any doubt on where the church stands on immigration after the Pope visits the United States." Well, of course, yeah, because he's pushing globalist government. He's not talking to people about Christ. He's pushing globalism. That's what the climate change initiative that he has is about. That's why he is pushing for open borders. That's what this has become about. Now, let's talk about what's actually happening to some of the people. A lot of the people are saying, well, you know, Donald Trump, even though he's talking about immigration, he's getting a lot of support from Hispanics. Let's give you an idea of why. Criminal aliens kidnapped and tortured illegal immigrants for ransom. Understand that? These are two illegal aliens from Mexico. They joined forces with human smugglers to kidnap and torture unsuspecting illegal immigrants being held at a stash house. Instead of charging the group, however, with taking hostages or with kidnapping or with torturing, what did the prosecutors do? They charged them with human smuggling, period. Not any of the violent crimes. We see over and over again, violent criminals, if they're illegal aliens, they're treated as if they're foreign diplomats, like they've got some kind of legal immunity, catch and release, or don't prosecute them for the violent crimes. And here they're committing the violent crimes against other Mexicans in this country. And yet our government still won't prosecute them for this. This is absolutely amazing. This is why I think a lot of people who are Hispanic are not happy with the open border situation. Even people who are just recently here are trying to get out of a country that has more violence, more deaths because of the drug wars that we've exported there than many of the countries where people are fleeing as refugees. We just had a report the last day or so from Paul Craig Roberts talking about the indifference in Europe to what was happening in so many different areas. They get excited about the violent immigrants who are coming into their country, but they don't understand that those immigrants are fleeing the wars that have been created by American and NATO foreign policy. And in the same way, we have a lot of these immigrants who are fleeing Central and South America, who are generally genuinely political refugees, are coming here because they're fleeing the violence of the drug wars that we have created there. Again, it's one of the root causes that we need to look at, that we need to address. And until we address those root causes, we are not going to do anything about the violence coming into our country. Now we have these violent gangs. Their basic fundamental business model is built on drug prohibition. That's what made them rich. That's what made El Chapo rich. And, of course, he's got tunnels to get out of his prison, and they will have tunnels to get under any wall. As long as you have prohibition, you are going to be destroying the legal foundations of our country. You're going to be corrupting the police and the court systems, and you're going to be financing these kinds of criminal drug cartels, these gangs that have now extended their reach into Arizona, 70 miles, 100 miles into certain parts of Arizona. That is all based on drug prohibition. Adding more agents is not going to address that. It's simply going to make us live in more of a police state. Stay with us. We'll be right back. John Rappaport is going to be joining us in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.